Good evening to you, Malcolm.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Thank you for coming.
I have listened to you all, my dear friends, this time. Since last I came, how different your attitudes and thinking have been. This evening, all of you have given thanks for somebody or something. What I wish to say to you, my dear friends, is you are light workers, all of you. So when you give thanks, you are giving thanks to yourselves. That pleases us greatly, because each one of you, as life continues, puts yourselves forward to be those light workers of spirit. A single touch, a kind word, an understanding, all of these things are what good human beings should be about. No matter the traumas, the hurt that happens in your world, you must stand firm and continue with those positive thoughts. And this I can see within you, all of you. And we welcome back also a dear friend who has been from us for some time. We welcome her back. It matters not how many miles you travel on this planet. You cannot escape the bonds of spirit. Those ties which tie you to the great creator of all life. So I say to you this, my dear friends, continue as you are. Be kind, be thoughtful, be blessed with all that you have. Because in doing so, you are that great spark of eternal light. I hope you understand my words.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I will this evening take any questions you may have.
Last time we were talking about returning to humans eventually in the far, far future, return to the great creative force. I went away thinking about that, and then I started to expand that thought to, you have said in the past that animals follow a different evolutionary pathway to us, but I couldn't help thinking that in their different evolutionary pathway, they too eventually will reunite with the great creative force. It seemed to me that that would be a natural thing to happen.
Yes, you are quite correct in your thinking.
Yes.
Although the initial pathway is slightly different for the animals of your world.
Yes.
Eventually all energies will come together.
Yes.
Yes, but it, of course, takes eons of time.
Yes.
Yes. This is what mankind finds so hard to understand. Time. It is a difficult subject here on your earth.
Yes.
And also in our spirit world, especially for those who do not make any great changes. But eventually, there can be no dispute. All energy becomes as one.
Yes.
Yes.
That's fascinating. I just wonder whether that would extend to mineral and rock and...
To all energy,
to all the universe, all the cosmos, everything.
Yes. Yes, if you can perhaps see it as a pulling power.
Yes.
And drawing all of the energies towards this great creative force.
Yes.
That may be a little easier to understand.
Yes, I like that analogy, yes.
But, yes, most people will confuse themselves in reaching that point of thought.
Yes, we've made
but
it very clear.
But as you continue into spirit, all things become clearer and lighter and much less important.
You did tell us once, Simon, I thought you did anyway, that there was no time in spirit. So if it takes aeons of time, that is a time.
From your point of view.
Oh, right, okay.
From the physical sense of time.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
If we started to delve into what you call time, there is a happening. But it is not really time as you would understand it. It is just a force which exists.
It's very difficult for us to understand spirit world time, because there must have been a time before where you are at that point and what's about to happen. It's impossible for us to think about time being the past, the present and the future as one.
Yes. That is one of the things that confuse human beings especially. Because your brains are not capable of the information. So there is no point in struggling with these thoughts.
No.
Just accept
that
you are made of the same pure energy which is part of creation.
Yes.
And then things will seem to be clear.
Yes, well, we can accept that, I think. Yes.
I think you've used the word cycle of time, that past, present and future are all one, so it's all happening at once.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's worth thinking about it. We're just on one part of that cycle at the moment.
You are part of linear time. So therefore, you could not fully understand past, present and future in its true state.
Is time just... for us humans, or do other planets have it as well? Other beings on other planets?
Yes, on other planets they have the same issues, maybe slightly different, but no time on planets which are evolving in the same way that you are, and there are many, my dear friends, no matter what your astrologers, astronomers say, you know, it is so different.
But I expect they all perhaps either count the cycles of the sun or
Of course.
Maybe they've got two or three sons and it's slightly different, but they...
But that is all part of human living.
But some of the beings on these other planets, they're not at all like us. So maybe they're more... less physical than we are.
There are differences on many planets, but that should not... worry you too much. What you should focus upon is this time on this planet,
yes.
And what you have to achieve as a spiritual being.
Yes.
That is the way forward for human beings, to focus not only on yourself, but to give that love energy to others. Whilst you are here. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, thank you. Just harking back slightly onto the other beings, Emily said she read somewhere that the scientists are beginning to think there is alien life, so we are getting there. And
they have been aware of other life forms on other planets for quite a long time on your Earth. But as scientists, they are a little wary or a little secretive. Therefore, they do not fully open up to their discoveries.
I think it's NASA releasing that they do know about other life.
Yes.
So they do know, but it's whether they're going to make an announcement.
There is much evidence in the human world that shows that visitors have been here from other places. It is just a matter of understanding and recognition.
Yes, yeah. And they need to be a little bit more open and honest about their findings and what's happened. Yes.
Yes.
I think they might be a little bit worried because of all the terrible films they put on television that people will go into mass panic if they think there's...
But that is the fiction of people's minds or thoughts or brain, not their minds, because mind belongs to spirit.
Yes.
And if I could say, as far as human beings go, they do like to be afraid. But I hope that helps in your understanding of time.
Yes, thank you.
When we pass back to spirit world, does our true understanding of time develop further than where we are now? Or does that take us deep into spirit before we truly understand time?
Yes, you would have to be in spirit for quite some time.
Before
any understanding would come.
Yes.
And you see, not everyone wants that knowledge. People are happy in spirit to go to feel the love and the energy and just to be absorbed by it.
Yes.
There is no need for questioning or looking for answers once you have reached a stage of development that is suitable for you.
Right.
Do not forget that you do not change so suddenly. When you come to our world, you are very much like the person you are now.
Yes.
So you must just consider allowing that spiritual energy to take the hold of you, that it has lost in some way by becoming human.
It seems that becoming human in some ways causes a lot of problems, but then in some ways it accelerates us because we learn our lessons, perhaps yes. quite sometimes quite painfully, because we do make wrong choices, yes. but we do learn.
And also remember that the task of being human is to find your way home.
Yes.
To become part of all things. So however many tragedies or sorrows or lives that you lead, each time brings you knowledge, spiritual knowledge.
Yes. Yes.
Has that helped you?
Yes, yes it has.
I wonder if could I ask a question about sound?
Yes.
You've said in the past that letters and words carry vibrations, energy.
Yes.
So I was thinking words, the word love, that has a certain energy pattern when you say it. Is that because of the letter and the sound, but it's also the meaning of the word, I suppose, the intention behind the person who says the word, like love.
Is, yes.
So it.
I understand. Remember that a language has been created when you come to this planet. Influenced by those of us in spirit who wish to help you along your way. When you speak a word, it resonates within. It should strike a chord within the very heart and soul of your being. If it does not, it is a word that becomes useless in meaning. So to speak words, you have to feel them. That's where it resonates.
Right.
From the spirit. So when you say the word love to someone and you mean it, then there should be within your heart and soul the resonance of spirit.
Right. So it is more...
It is more than just, yes.
The meaning of the word rather than the actual sound. Because I know you've also said sounds. We did a sort of sounding out the vowels of sounds, yes. of your name.
Yeah.
And you said that.
And as you say all of those letters... Mm-hmm. If you focus upon your inner being, you will feel the energy of those letters.
So the letters, the raw letters, if you like, do have energy as well.
All have energy. Everything on your planet has energy. But sometimes the sound, especially of human words. After all, let us consider that it is the way you say a word rather than the word itself. So I am sure if you would all like to say some letters and feel what you feel deep within, and then to say them without any feeling, you will see the difference.
Yes.
And if you wish to try it now, I am happy to listen to you.
So saying the word love, for example, just saying it as an example of a word, you can make it have no resonance, no...
You can say love. What does that mean? There is no feeling behind that.
But if you say it with deep within your heart,
yes, then you will experience the difference, energy that it creates.
And that's what made me wonder about a lot of people use the Om Mani Padme Hum.
Yes.
And perhaps I wonder if
I may say to you, these things are all just focus for the spirit.
Hmm.
Sound, noise, seeing, hearing, all of your senses. That is what it is doing. It is making you focus.
Mm.
Focus on the spirit within.
Mm. I know when I sing, if I give myself completely to it,
yes,
and I have no thought, I become the music, then,
yes, you become,
then it's much more
one.
Powerful. It's more powerful.
Yes.
But otherwise you could just sing it without too much feeling. But yes.
That is a very good example. Sometimes it is the same when people say prayers to us. They are only words. They do not really mean what the individual want them to mean, because they are not heartfelt.
Mm. Yeah, it becomes a ritual.
It is a ritual.
We were asked to try to put more expression into the prayer, and that does help, I think.
Yes.
Yes, because repetition and ritual tend to deaden it a little bit.
Yes.
Because you're not thinking, you just it's just rote, isn't it?
That's why I questioned the value of repeating and Mani Padme Hum.
But for some people, that focus is needed just to help them to connect.
I think there's a vibration in that as well, isn't there?
That helps
you to meditate.
That is the energy, and it resonates. Yes, you are all right in your thoughts and feelings, but it would do you all well to focus the mind. Spiritual mind when these things are done.
Right, so as long as you do that and you put feeling into these words, that then the sound of it can have a it can add
it
the
transmutes the energy which surrounds it. If it is said with great love, the words can alter the way people think.
But there's not much reason to say those chant just the vowel sounds. That doesn't really have any meaning. It has to be the word.
For those who are just beginning out on a spiritual journey, you will find that these things help. But they are not necessary.
I feel like that because I've always said the Lord's Prayer every single night for as long as I can remember. But I feel a bit like a parrot. Sometimes I really try and think if it makes any sense. But it's like I feel as if I have to do it every night.
Why do you not say a prayer without words?
I do sometimes, but I just think that I have to say that as well.
It is just, that is just a ritual, something you feel you have to do.
Mm. I think I might try and stop, but I'm a bit scared to.
feel what you wish to say.
Mm. Thank you.
The Gospel
Thank
Church.
Thank you, Paul, as well, for asking
that. I was going to say, the Gospel Church tend to put more into it. It can get perhaps a bit dramatic, but they do tend to put more feeling into their services.
Yes.
They raise the energy, don't they?
Yes, that is what is happening. The energy transmutes and is changed, and people feel joy That is quite a good word to use. They feel the joy of using that energy in the same way as you do with your music and your singing. I am sure, my dear friend, that there have been times when you feel a little down, and the beauty of song and words will uplift you greatly.
Yes.
These are things for you to think about a little more deeply now.
I was listening to the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and I was just so elevated by the beauty of the music.
Yes.
And in a way, that's thought without words.
Yes.
It's an expression of thought without words.
That is what I am trying to tell the lady.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Much beauty in sound.
And light as well, I suppose.
Yes.
Although light is a higher vibration, a faster vibration. I don't know if there's a difference between sound and light.
Well, if you speak of it on a physical level, you would be told there is a difference.
Yes.
I say to you, it is the same energy, but only showing itself in a different way.
Ah, that's interesting. Right.
Okay, is that fine for you?
Yes, something to ponder on.
I always try to give you something to think a little more about. Because as you grow, my dear friends, as your own energies expand, the more knowledge makes sense to you. And in that way, there is continual spiritual growth. You understand?
Yes.
I was just thinking when Paul was talking about about the word love, and was it the sound or the word? Of course, not everybody speaks English, so that word would be in many, many languages.
But it has the same meaning.
Yes.
And the way it is expressed.
Yes.
Yes. It matters not what the language is. It is that deep inner feeling.
Yes.
In the way a mother speaks to a newborn child, that child knows no words. But it is the sound of the voice. You understand? Yes.
So one of the parts of the book that George wrote, he was talking about sound and light being able to merge.
Yes.
And produce a single frequency. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
That is something that will happen as time and energy expand. Yes. As I have said, the two would be perceived as different by you as human beings. But all energy will eventually come together. It is as simple as that. There is no great mystery. It is just that when the time is right, sound and light will merge as one.
You have said in the past that there are many, many energies, and that you could spend many lifetimes studying energy and the different forms. So what you're saying then is eventually all these different energies that we're mostly not aware of anyway will eventually merge into one unifying energy.
Yes. If you can imagine, as I have said, that the reason for existence is to return home.
Yes.
And home is that energy which is all of one ilk.
Yes.
Then you can begin to understand it is like strings of energy being pulled towards the source.
Yes. Mm. Yes, that's a good analogy. It helps to understand. Yes.
Mm. Fascinating. You can create many questions and many answers, but I am telling you here now, my dear friends, that most things have a simple end. But you may never know of these things for such a long time. And no one can completely tell you what that feels like to return home to that all-encompassing energy. They cannot, because it is too far.
Yes.
So while you have lives, while you have different planets, while you have many universes, you have to accept the limitations which that brings. And now, dear friends, I feel there is enough that I have said this time that will give you food for thought.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Lots to think about.
So always, as I leave you, and I will use the word love because I know the deep meaning of it, I leave you cloaked in my love until we meet again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Our love goes with you.
You too.